coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
In Crisis and with Christ, a mental health journey with Svenja Dollar.
As Christians, we are, by name and definition, people of God. It is a simple concept, but its simplicity makes it easier to forget than other more mystifying things, such as Christ's blood washing us clean. It took me a long while to figure that one out in the beginning. Or that every time two or more of Christ's people gather in his name, he's actually there with us at that very moment. But remembering that we belong to Christ seems to slip through the cracks more easily, at least in my experiences. Therefore, our identity in Christ, and subsequently, our identity in crisis, calls for continual reminders. For today's segment, my diary excerpt is from January 25th, 2014. Who am I? I'm Laura Svenja Richner, but my name doesn't count. I am Anita and Daniel Richner's daughter. I am Nina's sister and Tammy's kid sister. I am Christian Dollar's significant other. I am Eric Schaefer's friend. I am a toucher of things, fabric, skin, animals, hearts. I am an organizer. I am an owner of a pale green thumb. I'm a painter, hummer, and wall putty sculptor. I'm a smiling face if our eyes meet. Well, I'm a smiling face if our eyes don't meet. I am an owner of a heavy heart. I am a navigator of sorts. Streets, cities, relationships. I am an amateur psychologist. I am an owner of three healthy little baby boys. Fish. I am a peddler of favors. I am an aloud reader. I am a toss and turner. I am a prayer on someone's lips because I am a fool. I am many things, but first, I am a child of God. After I wrote this poem of sorts, I failed to continue to write down what the driving force behind this entry was. So, sadly, I can't really say what brought it about. But I can assure you that I never would have imagined that I would be reading it on the radio in 4 years, so I can't really blame myself. What I can say, however, is that just as I continually talk about being rooted in Christ, I hope to portray that remembering that you are rooted in Christ is nearly as important. Because what is something to you if you forget it? That being said, when you're having tough times that are confusing and just as calm as a hurricane, it's difficult to remember the basics. And here is a situation that repetition, memory verses, or scripture wall art can all be beneficial. These methods allow for these concepts to become engraved in your mind. So when you are struggling with your identity when in crisis, you can remember that your identity is in Christ. C.S. Lewis said something in Mere Christianity. He said, "Faith is the art of holding on to things your reason has once accepted in spite of your changing moods." Now, I used this quote earlier in another segment, and I'm using it again because it just makes so much sense that faith doesn't mean in your heart you know it all the time. Otherwise, it would just be plain old belief, something that you knew was real, like, really, really deeply. So, faith is the art of holding on to things your reason has once accepted in spite of your changing moods. As always, God Himself has given us numerous scriptures to help us to remember. In fact, He gives us enough so you can have a different verse every day of the week. Ephesians 1, verse 5. He predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with His pleasure and will. Not only are we rooted and have a firm identity in Christ, but we are told here that it is God's will for it to be so. He wants us. Jeremiah 1, verse 5. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. We are not accidents that God just so happens to have positive feeling towards. We are purposefully made by His own hand, and He saw that it was good. You were something that God wanted in His world. John 1 verse 12. Yet to all who did receive Him, to those who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God. Luther addresses this. He wrote, I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to Him, but the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with His gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. In the same way, He calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth and keeps it with Christ Jesus in the one true faith. In this Christian church, He daily and richly forgives all my sins and the sins of all believers. On the last day, He will raise me and all the dead and give eternal life to me and all believers in Christ. This is most certainly true. And I really have nothing else to add to that, because Luther says it so directly and succinctly. It's great. Romans 6, verse 6. For we know that our old self was crucified with Him, so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Here Paul is stating that our identity is not rooted in our past life, in our sins, or in our own flesh, but instead, it lies with Christ and was crucified with Him. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 17, But whoever is united with the Lord is one with Him in spirit. This is one of my favorites because it needs little or no explanation. We are one with our Father in heaven. An amazing concept, so simply written. Galatians 3, verses 27 and 28. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male or female, for you are all one in Christ. Not only are we one in Christ and His people, but we are also covered in Christ and His forgiveness. We are baptized by water and Holy Ghost to be initiated into the family of God. And once in this family, we are only one thing, God's children. It is the only thing in our identity that is retained. And finally, 1 John 3, verses 1 and 2. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it does not know Him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Regardless of our unworthiness, God's amazing love was showered onto us to bring us into His kingdom, His family, His heart, and His heaven. There you go. There's a verse for every day of the week. Now, something that I hope you can appreciate is that not a single one of these specified a time limit, a fine print that gave you times when they can revoke this privilege, or even times when it doesn't quite work out or work at all. Every one of these verses that God has given us displays the absolute sincerity of God's initiation of us into His perfect world yet to come. However, there being so many verses and places in the Bible we can point to about our true and unending identity in Christ does not mean it is unforgettable. In mental health, or any crisis, our emotions are running high, our resilience is usually running low, and our minds are clouded by hundreds of things that are pertinent to the situation. As I mentioned before in my earlier segments, mental illnesses skew our emotions. Not that times of crisis really need any more mind-skewing properties, but it is definitely another factor. Something that we all need to remember as mentally ill, as supporters and workers of the mentally ill, and as caretaker and loved ones of the mentally ill, we are rooted in Christ. These struggles of the flesh are difficult at their best and mind-numbingly torturous at their worst. But what is a constant is the promise of the Bible, of Christ, and of God, that we are His. We are His. We are His. Mental illnesses and those living with them in their lives, whether afflicted or caring for a person who is, seem to be prone to emergencies, emotional turmoil, and yes, forgetting basic things. When you are running back to the house because of an emergency, or having to help a loved one feed themselves, or in the emergency room of a hospital because of a related injury, we can be overwhelmed by this world and its troubles. But here is my reminder to you, we are all rooted in Christ, and He is the main aspect of our identities.
In Crisis and with Christ, with Svenja Dollar, we'll be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions, or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk or visit Svenja's blog at svenjadollar.wixsite.com/she's lost her marbles. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Lutheran Radio UK.